Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the sky above on this full moon day for us here in the Pacific Northwest, and the bridge to your full moon if you're on the East Coast and further east than that even. Good morning, everybody. Whoa, there's my voice. I gotta watch that. I don't know why it always does that to me. At any rate, it's all good. So how's everybody doing this morning? Hopefully you're all doing well and you're ready to greet the day. Apparently we're actually going to go back to some summer weather, maybe our Indian summer. So I'm kind of looking forward to the last days that I might be able to wear short sleeve shirts. Of course, that is not this morning. This morning it was still chilly, so I wore a sweater, but hopefully over the next few days I'll be able to wear more of my summer clothes before I have to put them away for good, or at least until next year. Today we are chatting about several different things. First, we've got the moon having broken the void and is now in the sign of Pisces. So we need to take a look at everything that Pisces rules so that we'll have an understanding of what the moon will be bringing up to us for the day today and then into tonight and early tomorrow morning's full moon, which will occur at 10 degrees Pisces. And then as well today, I want to talk a little bit about the Pleiadian Earth energy, and then we're going to look deeper at the full moon. And it's always, you know, better. I try to time these things so that, you know, they're going to coincide pretty closely to the day that things are going to be happening. So it's kind of hard sometimes when the time zones put us in, you know, across a bridge. But today, at least if I talk about the full moon, you'll be prepared for that. And then tomorrow, we won't be talking so much about the full moon, but we'll be talking about what comes next, which is a very powerful Venus opposition to Saturn. So we'll want to see how that is affecting us as well. Happy September, right? Today is September 1st, another month to look forward to. It is a month that has a lot going on as planets are changing signs. Mars will turn retrograde on the 9th, and in the entire month, or for the entire month, Mars in direct at first and then are slowing down to retrograde, but still direct, and then Mars in retrograde will square Saturn. And that brings up a lot of issues that we are continually having to deal with in the world, especially as this is the political season here in the USA, as we're getting ready to elect the president of the US and all of what that brings. And it's interesting because, you know, I wanted to read to you how, to me, astrology is profound. It's profound because I sat here last year and wrote up the energy for the Energy Almanac. And of course, I'm doing it sort of blind because I don't know exactly how this month is going to turn out. I really don't have a clue, right? All I can do is go by the astrology and what I know to be true about astrology. And so I really want everybody to understand how predictive it can really be when we just look at what are the words that I actually wrote for this period of time. So I'm going to read that to you from the Energy Almanac, which was Tam Vayu and I and three other women. We wrote different parts of this while Tam did the actual publishing and the artwork in it. Let's see, how did I put this? I said, I was reading the full moon this morning, and first it said, the chart for the full moon in Pisces is a bit of a mess with planets spread around the whole of the chart. This means there is a lot going on and it might be difficult for you to be clear about what your role is in the world, especially in the face of so much activity. First step to clarity is to choose love, compassion, and the recognition of our shared values and release the cacophony of voices raised in separation. There may be false voices raised in this full moon. Pisces energy can be deceptive. Don't fall prey to the words of people whose deeds do not match their words. Be very discerning now. The sun and moon each make many minor connections to planets now. These influences might feel like bees buzzing around or the irritations of too many things going on at one time. Move into your spiritual practices to help you get through these days. Favor listening with your heart over the confusion created by the mind. Use your intuition, be discerning, and see through the falsehoods. It's just amazing to me, right? I saw that in the actual astrology over a year ago as I was writing that up for September. It's just, to me, you can't, it's not that I in particular tuned into something. It's not that at all. It's that astrology itself lays this template. Not only did I use astrology though, I used the gene keys, I used human design, and did I use the Pleiadian energy? I might have at that point in time to kind of pinpoint some more of the energies that we would have to play with during this period of time. So it just goes to show, if I can do that from a year and a half ago and have it have this meaning for us now, how profound is astrology or these divination tools in reality? It's pretty amazing if you ask me. So let's say good morning to Asa and Jennifer Peachy and Pauline. Good to see you. And Monique Alexander and Andy Girl, good morning. Mimi, hello. And Rueda, greetings, she says. Amy Energy, good morning. J-Lo, hello. And Rueda says, the light in me honors the light in you. That sounds like in Lakesh, which is a Mayan and Pleiadian word, but I think it also is namaste. So we have several words that have this profound meaning in it. And they're not from the English language, right? They're from different languages. Good morning, Tati. And Pauline says, explain energy almanac. Is that different than 2021 calendar? The energy almanac, Pauline, was a publication that charts the whole of the year. And let me show you the picture of the book itself. And I participated in the 2029 and in the 2020. I actually wrote the astrology for both of those. Unfortunately, I did not have the time to participate in the 2021, so that will be a different astrologer. But I'm just as anxious to get it because it really does help us. If that astrologer did the same thing as I did, basically, which is to look into the astrology of the moment for each of those months, it will be just as profound. And the energy almanac you can get, you can still order it, I believe, for the next few months of this year and get prepared for the 2021 by going to my website, living-astrology.com. Scroll down a little bit and you'll see where it is that you can order that. But at this point, I would probably wait for 2021s, but it's up to you, right? Whatever you want to do there. And I haven't gotten the link yet for 2021. As soon as that's available, I will get that to everybody. All right. So Pauline says, why Pleiadian Earth, not other alien group? Because no other alien group has taken the time to give us a calendar, quite frankly. And that is why we're using the Pleiadian group. It's the one that I was attracted to. And because I really resonate with the energy that's connected the Pleiadians to the Mayan, then that is the one I've chosen to use. But to my knowledge, no other alien group has provided a calendar to us on Earth here that would help us through the spiral of consciousness and the evolution on the planet. So Courtney Menard, good morning to you. Great to see everybody this morning. So let me go back to Zoom here so we can dive into talking about the moon in Pisces. So I've got three keywords for you for the moon in Pisces. You can tap, you can write these down so you have this: escapist, dreamy, and compassionate. These are three things that just jumped into my head this morning about the energy of the moon in Pisces. Of course, it's much deeper than that, right? The escapist tendencies come in because really the Pisces energy is very much about the dream world, about the ideal world. And we can spend a lot of time with the moon in Pisces or other planets in Pisces, i.e. Neptune in Pisces, dreaming about what it is that we want to create. When I say dreamy, it's a little bit different in that it's sort of that fogginess that comes about. Last night, finally, Asa and I were working on some stuff, and at the end of the day, I was just done, and everything just sort of fogged out for me, and I thought, we've got the moon in Pisces coming up here. I'm in that void time, and you got to take your cues from what you're feeling in your body about what's going on as these astrological transits pop up, and your body tells you, whoa, get done, right? You're done with this. So I put an end to my day because that dreamy sort of fogginess came over me. Compassion, compassionate. Pisces is a sign, it's water. It's very sensitive to the field of energies. And in that, it has the ability to rise to compassion for their fellow human beings, not always for themselves, but if we remember to factor ourselves in when we're dealing out compassion and empathy, then we see that we can let ourselves off the hook for a lot of things, right? Having compassion for yourself should be your number one job so that you have the strength to be able to give that to other people. Today, the moon in Pisces will obviously come to the opposition point with the sun. That is called the full moon. That won't happen until 10:23 this evening for me on the Pacific coast, or for all of us on the Pacific coast. I'm not the only one here. 1:23 a.m. tomorrow morning for those of you on the East Coast, and at 5:23 tomorrow morning for those of you in the universal time zone. So we'll talk more about the full moon in our next segment here, but for right now, let's talk a little bit deeper about the moon and its connection to Piscean energy. So of course, the moon in Pisces rules imagination, fantasy, and confusion, and that dreaminess that we were just sort of talking about. And it often devolves into a form of chaos for us as we can't sort out our thoughts. It's hard for us to get to a truth, because there's too many things coming at us in imagery and not in, you know, concrete sequential sort of format, but in more abstract ways that we are getting information. And it may be coming through your intuition. It may be coming through signs and symbols that are harder to connect to, especially for a logical mind. So here in the moon, with the moon in Pisces, we have to sort of set our logical mind on the back burner so that we can be prepared to work with imagery, with symbols, with dreams, and with intuition. Moon in Pisces is also about inner happiness, bliss and ecstasy, the things that spiritually are our birthright. So these aren't things that we go looking for outside of us. These are things that are within us. We even see that in our human design, that joy and bliss are energies that come through the gate 58, which is on the root center. It isn't on the center that we would think of as emotions, right? It's not on the solar plexus. It is definitely not something that we feel that comes to us in waves. It is a foundational sort of energy, one that endures when we are guided to live by spirit, which is what Pisces is teaching us about in some ways. Universal love is another energy popping up here in our field right now. Inner happiness is really about universal love, how we love one another, how we love ourselves, how we love, how that love energy holds us all together. It's sort of the glue of the universe. That's the way I look at universal love. Sensitivity, of course, that seems to be a bit emotional, but it's also sensing with the otherworldly senses that we have, right? Not necessarily our, I mean, Taurus is the realm of feeling, the physical senses. Pisces is the realm of being sensitive to the unseen realm. So to emotional sensitivity, perhaps, or psychic sensitivity. This rules mystical states, so those states of bliss and rapture that we can get to when we are in deep meditation. This is also a sign that calls for gentleness. It calls gentleness up out of us, gentleness, tenderness, harmony, and love. You're going to see that echoed again with the human design gate that the moon is going to be sitting at for the full stage today, tonight, tomorrow. Trust and surrender, another big theme that pops up here in Piscean energy, being spiritually aware that there is a higher power, not one that resides necessarily outside of you in some unspecified cosmos, but something that resides here within you that you are connected to at all times, in all places. We've just forgotten that, or it skips out of our awareness. So channeling your spiritual power is really a part of this full moon as well, or a part of this moon in Pisces, which just so happens to include the full moon. Healing energy, meditation and yoga, inner peace, angelic assistance, calling on our ancestors or our angels or our guides to help us through any crazy things that are happening in our lives, and quiet time, taking time out for quiet, for solitude, for recharging your batteries. No matter what type you are in human design, that cannot be a bad thing, right? Coming in and just getting a recharge, plugging in, right? Every night we plug in our phones or our devices. That gives them a charge, a boost to get us through the next day of our technological day. Well, the same thing for us as human beings. We have to plug into our spiritual self to sort of be recharged, if you were, as it were. Unconditional love is a part of all of this experience. Unconditional love takes us into things like forgiveness, acceptance, and tolerance. Understanding that we're all different, that just because we're all different doesn't mean that I'm better than you or you are better than me. It means that we just understand, accept, and tolerate that we are a world of many colors, of many designs, and of many different astrological makeups. So we are unique. We are we are beyond belief. That's all I can say, right? We are just beyond belief. And accepting that within yourself, but as well as in other people, even if they are people that you don't necessarily resonate with or that you don't necessarily like, it doesn't mean that they are not worthy of your love, forgiveness, and understanding, compassion. Also, oneness, a big theme here in Piscean energy. Now, of course, as every sign, we talk about what isn't so good in the sign, right? We have the spectrum, the full spectrum of consciousness available through the sign. And in Pisces, we come smack into victim mentality with what I call defeatist tudes, right? Attitudes that take us into that defeatist behavior, where procrastination or where we have anxiety or panic over what we are, what we're connected to with our minds. Our minds being very powerful can convince us of all kinds of things, that we're not good enough, that people are out to get us, that we aren't adequate to the task, we don't know enough, we're not perfect, yada, 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 right? But that is all victim thinking, which is all a part of the ego, which is not the truth of who you are. Right? It's a part of who you are. It's kept you safe and warm and dry and alive, but it isn't the truth of, it's not the whole truth of who you are. So the victim martyr energy prevalent during this period of time, what would it be like if you just let go of that victim in you? The one that has blame or shame or guilt or abandonment issues or any of those major things. Remember, today is also the Mercury trine Pluto energy that we spoke about yesterday. So we're still able to tap into that depth, to be able to release ourselves from that old thinking and to be able to release ourselves from these victim martyr types of attitudes. Addictions and disappointments are also a part of the more negative qualities here in this particular sign. In the body. The body is ruled, the parts of the body ruled by Pisces are the feet, everything to do with the feet. Colds and flu, right? The lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is the place in the body, the system in the body that develops the lymph fluid, as well as the white blood cells that keep you safe, right? From germs and viruses and things like that. It's the first line of defense, if you will. And also poisoning and toxicity. So it might be a great time to release toxins in your environment. I got to tell you, you guys, part of my nutrition thing that I'm working on, my body issues here, is about taking and throwing away, which kills me. I recycled what I could, all of the plasticware that I had in my house that I would put my food in to store after, you know, if there were leftovers, or that I would put my husband's lunch in and things like that. Because of course we put those often in the microwave to heat up. And when you heat them up, it releases BPAs into the food or toxins into the food. And I went, why would I be doing that when there's so many other options like glass, Pyrex, right? Pyrex glass, tempered glass. And now there's a lot of new products that are BPA free and don't have any toxins in them that are made from recycled plastics, but not the plastics with those ingredients. So I threw away all of that other stuff, recycled what I could, and now I have mostly glass containers that I do for meal prep and that I do for lunches and leftovers. So I feel so much better that I'm not invading my food and then taking in toxins inadvertently from doing something that's just, you know, is heating up the food so I can eat it. So there's always that we can think of other ways, including detoxifying your environment. Maybe there are foods that you know of that are not good for you, but you continually eat them and letting them go, right? And other things, maybe there's toxins within your relationship. So this entire full moon period of, or this entire moon in Pisces, including the full moon, would be a great time to reevaluate your environment and what is toxic in that environment, including your inner environment, right? What thoughts continually pop up that make you feel not good enough, or that cause you problems, or that make you feel not good, right? Not happy, not joyful. So it's a great time to detoxify all of that for yourself. And question, is there a way you can briefly say what 10 degree? Yes, I'm going to do that for sure, Asa, when I get to the full moon itself. I'm actually going to go into the Sabian symbol of the full moon. So great question. And thank you for the reminder. So let's see how people are doing out here. Good morning, Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel. And Janet, can we use Menard over that other last name? It's too hard to say. Awesome. I don't have a problem with that. Menard is easy. Christine Buckingham, good morning to you. Augustina, hello. And Andy Girl, interesting. I woke up very nauseous and in a state of purging. Interesting, because I also woke up nauseous this morning, although I didn't purge. I just felt like, wow, what is that all about? And so maybe I'm picking up on other people's stuff. Sometimes I do that. An open spleen, I can especially feel other people's illnesses. But, you know, it is a time for us to purge, right? It is a time to let go. I also had that exciting feeling when I woke up, sort of the giddies, right? You know, that like butterflies in your stomach, maybe that contributed to my nausea. But it's all good. Taylor, good morning to you. Jennifer Peachy says, I made the change recently to glass as well. I have been really aware of toxins lately, even foil, which I didn't realize. And oh gosh, I don't know anything about that. But I try to use parchment paper now instead of foil if I need to line a pan. And foil, I don't think I use it very much anymore. But that's interesting that it might have that kind of thing into it as well. Adrienne Jones, happy full moon day, friends. Awesome. And Tati, OMG, I felt nauseous this morning too. Isn't that interesting that that's going around? And, you know, really, I think maybe that is Mercury trine Pluto, right? I think maybe it's more than the moon. Maybe the moon transiting into Pisces, making us more sensitive to that field. But that moon trine Pluto, I'm getting chills. That's validation to me. So likely we've got to review a little bit. Let me go back to yesterday's words about the Mercury trine Pluto. Where did I put you? There you are. So remember that moon trine Pluto, this is an aspect that we talked about yesterday that was in the process of building up, but is activated today. So this is just a reminder of what we talked about. This is about having a deep and penetrating mind. This is about researching and investigating from the depths, past life work and psychoanalysis, that kind of work, or journaling and going into shamanic journeys or visions might be something that will help you gain access to some truth, uncovering what's hidden or what's been secret, and it speaks from the depths. So maybe that's it. And we also remember had the inconjunct of the sun to Chiron yesterday, where all of our core issues were triggered, right? Yesterday and even today, because the sun's only moved 1 degree away. So it still may be in effect, where self-doubt, abandonment, guilt and shame, and all of these things that are our human core issues may be triggered, have been triggered yesterday, today, maybe even until tomorrow's full moon, where we can release, right? Now, that's part of the full moon's, you know, magic, is that it is the ability to be in completion, to not only just completion, but also illumination, where we get to see this very bright light shined into the darker places. And from that, we can look for revelation, for completion, for something that is ending and moving on. And that full moon that is always giving us that ability to let go, release, right? And in Pisces, a sign that's already about trusting and surrendering, where we're releasing, where we're forgiving, where we're understanding, where we're being compassionate to ourselves and others, then we can see that some of these old things that Mercury trine Pluto and even the sun in conjunct the planet Chiron can be bringing up for us. So lots of different things that we could point to for this. All right. Now I'm going to transition over to the full moon. So just one moment. I have a graphic that I want to bring up for everybody. Let me make sure it's available for me. There it bees. Here we go. By the way, I just need to shout out to Asa right now, because I got to tell you, the girl is magical when it comes to doing Instagram posts. So Asa, thank you, thank you, thank you for getting my message out to a social media platform that I just didn't quite get. And I love it. These graphics that you're doing are beautiful. And I'm just so thankful that you are taking that over for me. And I just wanted everybody to know that. All right. So now you're looking at our full moon in Pisces, which, by the way, is occurring September 1st to 2nd at 10 degrees of Pisces Virgo. The moon will be in the Pisces end, the sun at the Virgo end, forming that opposition across the axis that we think of as body wellness, but also spiritual wellness. The closest aspect that the moon will be making is a sextile to Uranus, and the sun in a trine to Uranus. So Uranus is a big figure here in this particular moon, but there's so much other stuff going on, right? I can't distill it all down. We'll still be in the thralls of the Mercury trine Pluto. We'll still have sun in a very close trine, or in conjunct, excuse me, to Chiron. We'll have Mars in a square to Saturn, getting prepared to go into retrograde. And we have planets all in retrograde, like six of them, turning us inward, right? And making us move more into our inner depths and into our spiritual wellness, our spiritual depth, and our what the I Ching calls the well, right? The well. If you're looking at a well and you look into it, you can't always see the bottom of a well. It either ends in a depth of water, or if it's a dry well, it's so far down that you can't even see the bottom. And that's kind of what happens, the unknowable well that you have within you. And that's a part of this moon as well, is tapping into the depths of who you are for your physical and your spiritual wellness. This is about maintaining order and routine in both the spiritual and the physical aspects of your life. So let me make that bigger so we can look at the chart. Because I think a lot of times that we're pretty good, I think, at our daily routine, our getting up, brushing our teeth, you know, those kinds of things, eating, going to work, etc. But what about your spiritual routine, right? Do you have a classical sort of routine for spirit? And I was evaluating that in myself. Part of that for me is our work together here during the day, in the mornings especially. That's I'm going deep into whatever it is that I'm going to chat about for that day. But we can always be more spiritual, right? More connected to our inner power. And that's all a part of this as well. And setting it to a routine makes sure that you are paying enough attention to both your physical being and your spiritual being. So intuition and body wisdom both activated during this period of time. Intuition is something that is an inner voice that's speaking to you, or maybe that you're channeling from spirit. But body wisdom is also highly important. It was the first wisdom that evolved in our human body. We might think of it as instinct, the instinct to run, or the instinct to eat, the instinct to, you know, back off or do something different. The wisdom in your body is also activated during this period of time. We get to choose discernment during this full moon, as the full moon across Virgo and Pisces. Pisces end is kind of gullible. The Virgo end is more discerning, can see the facts and the figures, but can get lost in the details. So we have to almost step back a bit and be discerning about what it is that we are connected to, or what we are connecting with in our daily life. Somehow I shot the picture this morning with the cursor in it, so don't mind that. The Sabian symbol for this particular time is this. The Sabian symbol, remember, by Dane Rudyar and others. Linda Hill has also done work with the Sabian symbols, which take each degree of the zodiac and attribute it to an energy, right? Or a saying that kind of encapsulates what that degree means. So the Sabian symbol from Dane Rudyar's book, The Astrological Mandala, is Men Traveling a Narrow Path Seeking Illumination. It talks about the capacity that we all have to search for and find maybe the answers to our biggest questions and to the capacity that we have to walk on through our spiritual path to find the T, right? The capital T, truths. So the Sabian symbol, if we distill it down, it's walk on, which essentially means seek transcendence. And I loved the simplicity of walk on, right? Continue the journey, right? Walking on your path, staying on your path. And even when you think you've strayed from your path, you're still on your path. Now, if you look at the chart here, you see why I sort of called it a bunch of bees, right? Humming and buzzing around you, because there's so much. There's literally something going on in just about every house here in the chart, except the second house. If this were a person, it wouldn't mean that there's nothing going on here. It would mean that the moon is the ruler of that house. And so the moon would be of importance in this chart. Well, we see the sun over here in Virgo. We see the moon up here in Pisces. And we see them at 10 degrees. Well, who else is at 10 degrees? We have Uranus at 10 degrees. So expect some revelations, right? Expect revelation. Expect epiphany or aha moments or surprises. And are those surprises all necessarily great and good? I don't know. They might be some shocking things as well, although we don't have anything at the gate of shock, thankfully. So I'm not particularly thinking it's shocking, but they're always is that possibility, because what is it that causes us to have shock, right? I don't know if I've shared the story with you guys, but the way that I originally came to my spiritual path, where I actually walked on to the spiritual path, happened one day when I was, I don't even know how old I was, maybe close. I was at my midlife redirect, so 40 to 42. And I was at a community picnic with a friend of mine, and we were sitting on the thing that corralled the kids for the playground, and we're watching our kids play. And all of a sudden she said, I got to go to the restroom. So she leaves. While she was gone, I had this moment, this type of epiphany that we're talking about, where like a lightning bolt flash came to me and my whole life changed in that moment. All I had, remember, was an old ATM receipt. And on the ATM receipt, I wrote out the plan for what would become our business that was named Mystic Moon at the time. What we would do, how we would do it, who we would do that with, when we would do that, and what that would be leading us to do. It was the most amazing experience in my life, because it came in a download, in a moment, in a flash. That I can't even remember now what the astrology of that day was, because I probably wasn't even looking at it then, right? I really didn't have that idea that I was an astrologer at that point in time. So funny thing, right? That these epiphanies can come, and when they come, they can change your life. And obviously that was a change for the better for me, but it was also something that really classically defines what I mean by that epiphany, by that revelation energy. So 10 degrees Pisces, 10:23 p.m., watch for some of that ingenious energy that comes in, right? The brilliance, the full moon really represents that illumination, right? Brightness in the light. Now, if we look at the full moon based on the gate it is in your human design, it is sitting along with the earth, right? The full moon is a sun-moon opposition. There is always a sun-earth opposition, and so that means the moon is in a conjunction to the earth during a full moon, right? Does that make sense to everybody? Asa, if anybody has questions about that, let me know. So there is this possibility then of enlightenment during this period of time as these energies kind of coalesce and come together in a way to show the light. And the light, as it's seen in your human design, is at the gate 37, which is on the emotional center. And the emotional center, gate 37, is about community. It is about family. It is about tribe. It is about community. And our purpose during this moon would be about focusing on our actions in community. Are we supporting one another? Are we tearing our communities apart by tying ourselves to duality and separation and polarization? Or are we seeking in our families, tribes, and communities harmony and serenity or friendship, right? That's another name that we call this gate, is the gate of friendship. And the gate 37 as an emotional energy has been a part of our channel that has been activated in the mutation that occurred back in 1731, where that channel 4037 was about a part seeking a whole, where we as individuals began to come together in community, which also birthed this energy of nations and the idea that in our country, in the USA and in Canada, and maybe in other places where there are states within the country, right, that have their own energy and their own identities. So the gate 37 is one of those things that will be mutating over the solar plexus mutation time. But for right now, it's activated with the full moon in our finding purpose as a community, right? That's what we do every morning here. Our purpose as a community is to share information about enlightenment, about astrology, human design, the Pleiadian energy, so that we are always aware, mentally aware, physically aware, spiritually aware of what is happening around us, that we can become more heart-centered, more aware of what energy is being offered to us in that particular day. So reminding all of us that we are a community here as well, and the spotlight is on that particular energy. Now let's look at the two big transits that are occurring with the moon and the sun, and that is the sextile to Uranus and the sun's trine to Uranus. These are very positive, right? These are benefic sort of transits, even though Uranus itself can bring surprises and upsets. But this energy of the sextile says the moon in Pisces is sharing with Uranus in Taurus of its gifts and its talents, its awarenesses. They're able to share. They can speak the same language, right? One may be a little more emotional and pictorial, while the other one is more grounded in the physical, but they aren't mutually exclusive, right? They're able to work with one another. The sun also in a trine to Uranus, working well to help us use humor and a bit of a lighter focused energy in the moon, not all serious and got to go in there and meditate and da da da. It's really kind of somewhat lighthearted and maybe even a little bit of, you know, laughing at ourselves. You're going to see that kind of today with the Pleiadian energy. It goes to sort of the monkey energy that is lighter and more humorous. Not taking everything so seriously, right? Lightening up a bit. Otherwise, everything is just sort of drudgery. And of course, there is that major Mars squaring Saturn that is activated all month of September. So we've got to remember there's enough seriousness to go around, and every moment that we have an opportunity to lighten it up, let's do that, right? Let's lighten it up when we can, because we need to. That's the way that goes. All right, so I'm going to go check in and see if people have questions or need any answers. Rueda, my five-year-old daughter is shouting illumination after hearing Janet say it. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. That is so cute. Andy, aw, I love it. Ms. Informed in Motion, hello to you. I think this is the first time I've seen you, so welcome. She says there is so, or she or he, I'm not sure which, there is so much dysfunction in my community. I just stay home and see the mess from a distance. And sometimes I guess that is what's needed, right? If you can't add positivity to it, or if they won't accept it, that's what I mean. Not that you personally can't be positive, but if it's not a group that can accept it, this might be a great time to come to an ending with that kind of community, to be able to see that these aren't the people that support you or that you want to be around. And a full moon is a great time to cut ties and cords and bonds in a way that is mutually beneficial, right? Not that they're doing anything wrong or that they're bad people, but it may just be time for you to let go and move on. So J-Lo, I have it on my design hanging with Mars. Since it's there, where should I look next to see what energy it works with? I'm not sure what you mean by that, J-Lo. I think you're talking about 37, the human design gate. And if you have Mars hanging on gate 37, a part of your maturing process in this life, right, growing up in this life, is about how you work with community. seeking to find communities that are supportive or people that you love and trust and that love and trust you, and building on that community, that harmony, creating more and more harmony versus the groups that we have all probably been a part of at some point in our evolution, where we are sort of caught up in the group dynamic where it's possibly based in conflict and separation, not unity and oneness. So changing the group definition, perhaps, and letting go of the old stuff. She, Ms. Informed, thank you for letting me know that. And I love the way you spelled your name, Ms. Informed in motion instead of emotion. I love it. So, okay, JLo, good. I hope that answers your question then. And welcome, Ms. Informed. I love that you've added your energy to ours here today. All righty. Now, let's go to the Pleiadian Earth energy. I really am so loving this, and I cannot wait. Let me close that out. I really cannot wait until September 17th. I will wait patiently for Pia and Cullen to be able to be with us. There was a specific reason she chose that day. That happens to be the day of the new moon, and it begins a new cycle, a cycle that she wanted to tell us about in the grand scheme of the 2021 calendar. But as well, I noted this morning, and you guys may have noted it too, if you've looked at your calendar. And by the way, for those of you who might be new, oh, darn it. There it is. This is the calendar I'm talking about, the 2020 Pleiadian Earth Energy calendar, right? And that if we look at September, which I managed to pull up this morning, you know, this is gray here from about the 13th all the way through the 30th of the month. That gray tells us that we're moving into a collective shadow period of time. And I've got to look more into that for you all, so I myself will understand that in order to bring it to you. But I do know it's very similar to what goes on in the Mayan calendar, of course, because the Mayans got this from the Pleiadians, that the shadow period of time is often a darker period of time. It affords us the opportunity to look at the shadow, right? And to be able to work to clear that shadow from our own fields. So I'm going to be asking her to tell us more about that, but I will also bring that to you beforehand so that you're at least aware of that and what we can do about that. But that's coming for September as well. And of course, that plants itself right in that Mars retrograde squaring Saturn, and also brings us right up to the last week of September in our human design, where we begin the tour of the spleen gates by the sun, which brings us into those shadows of fear, because the gates of the spleen can be the visceral fears that we have, the survival fears that we have. So those may be triggered for us over the next several weeks after that as well. So setting the tone perhaps for what's to come. All right. Seven illuminating is where we are today. How amazing is that, right? We're merging worlds with the seven. The seven energy brings us to the halfway point that was begun on August 26th with the sun moving into the one moving energy. So one is our new beginning, our initiation. So we are now halfway between initiation and completion of that spiral of consciousness that was taking us into being able to move, to create change, to allow that change to happen, and not holding on to the old with our, you know, fingernails and our claws dug in so deep that we can't let go. And this is a forming a doorway today then between the worlds, right? Between spirit and matter, as well as between initiation and completion. This is very mystical energy. It so matches well with Moon in Pisces, as this is calling us to understand more about the hidden truths. And I say hidden because so many times it's lost on us. It's lost on us in the heat of any moment, in the emergence of any conspiracy theory or any crazy energy that appears in our outer world, that there's a bigger truth and an organizing principle to everything that's happening. And that the bigger truth is hidden from us because we get so caught up in the duality of it all, right? In the separation and in the angry upset of it. And in the he said, she said of it, and in the very human aspects of it, we forget that there is a higher hidden truth. So days like today call us to our hearts, call us to remember something that we've forgotten about who we are. This is the opportunity today for us to transcend and heal all that conflict that's within us. And when we're seeing conflict in the outer world, it is really just a projection from our own inner selves of conflict, right? You see conflict out there, then you have conflict within, and you're putting it out there so that you can look at that and deal with that more clearly and heal it within yourself and get to the truth. Not so that you could punish yourself or others. It's not about that at all. The projection is, I see that I have participated in creating separation on this planet. Here is my call to apply love to everything that I have in my life, every instance of everything, even if it's not a fun thing, and see the hidden truth in that opportunity. So we're understanding, we're getting to understanding from our misunderstanding of duality, right? That idea of separation versus unity, oneness versus two-ness, right? Illuminating energy itself was Xuan in the Mayan calendar, which was a representation of the monkey. It is a day for curiosity and creativity. Laughter and humor have to be a part of the experience of the day. It is the best medicine for a crazy world, for crazy things going on. And just sitting back and laughing at yourself or laughing with yourself over how serious you've taken everything in this lifetime, then it is laughter the best medicine, right? The illusion here is lit up for us to peer into it, to see truths more clearly. So the illusion is illuminated. So for Rueda's daughter, illumination really is the name of the game today. And we can cut away all that's false. We can let go and recognize, we can let go of all that's not true and recognize only truth, right? Only love is true, right? That's the only real truth there is. And the last thing, remember who you are. Right? You are a spirit. You are a physical being that is having, you are a spiritual being having a physical life, a physical incarnation, right? But of all things, you are of spiritual, you are of spirit, right? You are of God, or you are of source. You just happen to be in a physical body, and descending into that body has caused you to forget who you really are. So we're here to remind you, who are you? You are love. You are heart, you are compassion, you are joy, you are play, you are humor, you are all of those things. And as well, right, the opposite of those are also true, right? Where we are in conflict and we are angry and we are scared and we are upset, those are also true of who we are. But what do we want to focus on, right? That's the question, the truth of who we are. All right, so let me go back and see any questions, comments. Yes, Asa, thank you for that reminder. And JLo probably as well. She brings that up too. Please, please, if you like the video, hit the thumbs up. And also, if you have not yet subscribed, please subscribe. And you can also set notifications so that you are told when I'm coming on air. And Ursula, hello, honey. She says, late but present in spirit. And I hope the fires have died down in your part of the country. I haven't heard much about what's gone on there, and I'm hoping that Texas, Louisiana are also, especially Louisiana, recovering from what was that Hurricane Laura? Hurricane Laura, and letting go of all of that damage and going through there. And like my sister JLo says, subscribe and doing that, dong that bell. So you can get notifications of all Janet's shows. That's awesome. Thank you. Okay. So last on my list today, unless somebody has somewhere else they want me to go, is I'm going to stop the recording for a moment, and then I'm going to restart the recording because I'm doing something new. I'm taking and doing card readings that are separate videos on Instagram. So that's the mechanics of what I'm doing. So in just a moment, I'm thinking, I had this insight this morning to pull a wisdom of the oracle card, because I felt like we needed some wisdom for this movie. The recording. So I'm doing a card reading today from the Wisdom of the Oracle deck by Colette Baron-Reed. And this card is specific to what we need to know for the full moon in Pisces today. What is the highest and best energy or message that the universe can bring us from this deck? And by the way, I love Colette Baron Reed's decks. I actually met her in person a year ago on a cruise with Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, and we had such a good time. This is so apt. This is the card for our full moon. Time for a nap. Card number 24, which is a six. Look at the little moon and the little, what is that, a little puppy dog there in the arm of the moon. And let's see. And it came out upright. So we have an upright card, 24. And let's see what this means for us for the full moon, which is funny that the full moon happens at night, right? We'll be sleeping anyway. The essential meanings for this card is about rest, rejuvenation, and renewal, temporary non-action, allowing dreams to arise. That sounds very Piscean. Here's the message. This is a time to step away and rest. Let the cares of your world go. Go into a state of non-action and allow yourself to be free of the shackles of your goals, your lists, your desires. Nothing is as important as rest, detachment, and neutrality. The overly busy mind can block you from inner wisdom if you don't step back, take a seat, and rest. Be willing to let dreams surface and ideas flow through you, absent any force or conscious direction, as you observe without engagement now. I think I want to read the prosperity message here as well for all of us during this time. And here's that message. It says, this is a great time to take a break from your busy schedule and allow yourself the opportunity to step back. Your plans are meant to be on ice, put on ice. Your goals can wait. Dream, imagine, and let go of attachments to any outcome now. Meditate and take a holiday if you can. Things will speed up soon enough. After a break, you may want to make some changes. Epiphanies have an amazing way of arising when you take your focus off your to-do list and allow yourself to rest. Wow. Just wow. Love that card reading from Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle for today's full moon, tonight's full moon if you're on the West Coast, tomorrow morning for those of you who are on the East Coast and further east to Europe. All right. What's next, right? That brings me to the end of my talk this morning. Unless people have questions or want me to look deeper at something, let's see what's going on here. J-Lo, I'm ready for that gray. Knowing is half the battle. Indeed. It can be scary sometimes to think of a shadow, a collective shadow period coming. But by the way, we each have shadow periods as well in our calendar, in our personalized calendar. The Pleiadian calendar. And those are usually times where you yourself are going into the shadow. This is the collective shadow. So what are some of the collective shadows that we're seeing out there, right? And what are some of the fears and the survival energies, right? The economy's crashing or not doing as, it's not as robust as we'd like it. We're all, everybody has got to be sitting here wondering what comes next, right? Now that we're moving into the fall season in the Northern Hemisphere where the flu becomes more virulent and more colds and things like that going around, we've got to be wondering, right? So sometimes we're triggered by these outer events. Those become our collective shadow. And that is what we are working through as we get to the end of September. But I definitely want to bring more about that to you so that we can have a real discussion around it. Ursula, we have a cooler day. Smoke is light. Sadly, 1,000 homes and structures have burned. Yikes. Asa, sometimes we have to destroy and rebuild to make our foundation stronger, sending love and healing. That's absolutely right. Remember the big themed energy for 2020. And 2019 was like this as well. And I'm wondering now if it's going to be a continuation. I don't think 2021 is going to continue it. But it's about sustainability. And being a good steward of our energy, being a good steward of our resources, right? Sustainability. So if we have built in places where it's prone to fire, for example, just to use that one as an example, then perhaps we have to build buildings that are more fire resistant, or we have to have some other kinds of plans to prevent the fires in some way. And I know these were kind of at God's hands because they started via lightning. But there's a lot of things that we can consider in building our homes as to where we build, how we build, what we build with, and all of that. So J-Lo, I have Mars in a conjunction with Jupiter until 2022, the best part of the chart to focus on. Well, the house where that is happening, right? Mars conjunct Jupiter. I don't remember where Jupiter is in your chart, but the area of the house, and the full moon isn't necessarily conjunct Chiron Asa, but I will speak to that a little bit. It'll be actually conjunct Chiron before the full moon, right? Is that right? Let me look at my full moon chart here, because isn't it at 8 degrees? Chiron is at 8 degrees, so the full moon falls afterwards. But yeah, I want to talk about that for a minute. So hold, please. Let me finish up with what I was saying here to J-Lo. Mars and conjunction with Jupiter in your chart. Mars adds a lot of energy to Jupiter's growth and expansion. But Mars, at least initially here, if it's there for you until 2022, that might be a progressed Mars, perhaps, that's going to be there, not a transiting Mars. Because Mars itself is going to spend a little bit of extra time there. But whatever house that's in is where you're going to focus your energy, right? Focusing on growth, inner growth first, perhaps because of the retrograde, then expressing it into the outer growth. But I think what this likely is a progressed Mars conjunct Jupiter, which means that you're focusing on long-term growth and taking action on those lines of growth. What are you learning about, and how do you want to spread that or share that with the world? And what are you willing to do with that energy? So hopefully that's what that is for you. Now, let me go back to our chart real quickly with the full moon. And let's see, did I close that out? I did, dang it. Well, I won't go to the chart exactly then, but I do want to talk about a couple things. So we have the full moon that is in, we have the moon in Pisces right now. So the planets that are in Pisces, like the Neptune and Ceres, have already been sort of triggered by the moon's passage, right? Or Neptune will be triggered right after the full moon. So the ruler of Pisces, the ruler of the full moon, about imagination, sensitivity, spiritual surrender, being an embodied spirit, all comes to Neptune after that full moon takes place, which means then that we are very much needing to focus our spiritual energy for even after the moon, right? After the full moon. So it's not just during that period of time. It takes us into that longer period of time where we're focusing on our spiritual growth and our spiritual life. Then afterwards, the moon will come into Aries, right? That'll be later this week. And this is where some of that energy, all of this peace and love and joy stuff right now, is going to change more to the more angry conflict confrontation energies later in the week when the moon moves into Aries. So we want to be aware of that. Now, what Asa was asking me was about the moon at 10 degrees of Pisces and Chiron at 8 degrees of Aries. They're neighboring signs. That puts them into a semi-sextile, which is sort of a very minor kind of contact that the planets make. But there's the possibility that because that Chiron is in between the full moon and Uranus, right? So it's that halfway point, that maybe what we're really trying to bridge over is the wound, right? The wound that you're carrying. So what's it going to take for you to let go of the pain, the wound, the sadness, the depression, the whatever it is that the wound has triggered for you? Because the full moon, I'm telling you, is a time for us to let go, to release. And if you want to release wounds, now's a good time. The wound might be in any number of signs, but directly right now in the sign of Aries for the collective, if you will. So we're learning how we are becoming more interdependent, how we can't be the maverick side of independence, nor do we want to be on the codependent end of these things, but we are interdependent upon one another here. And the way I see this playing out, of course, is this whole idea of wearing a mask when you go out in public, right? I have, I don't know how many different masks laying around now, a new reality, right? And then other people thinking about how that takes their rights away from them to have to wear a mask. They don't need to wear a mask, right? But if we are in an interdependent world, then we are all interdependent upon each of us to do what's the right thing in order for the best survival for everyone. So interdependence, a part of this as well. I hope that's what you were asking me about, Asa. Okay. So Monique says, I am letting go. Woo. J-Lo, what are the degrees again to watch? 10 degrees is the sign, or is the degree of the full moon, 10 degrees. So literally 10 degrees of almost any sign, if you have planets there, can be a point of trigger and a point of release for you. And the signs, of course, 10 degrees of Pisces. You might look at 10 degrees of Taurus as well, because Taurus is where 10 degrees of Uranus is. And the sun is in Virgo. So wherever Virgo is in your chart, the sun is sitting, right? What kinds of old routines and what things are you holding on to, right? This is the physical things that you might need to let go and surrender, where the moon is the more emotional things and sensitivities that you might need to let go of in order to move on. And J-Lo says, my Mars is in Aries with Chiron there too. So much going on for you. I feel, J-Lo, this is what I feel. I feel a sort of frantic energy in you. And I started to feel that when you sent me the email the other day about looking for your recording of your human design reading, and then how that ramped up through the inability to get that recording because it had been had been deleted. So that added to this full moon sitting here in these interesting degrees, make it so that Mars that's conjunct your Jupiter is ramping up this inner conflict, this impatience and this impulsivity. So you'll want to do some very good peace work for yourself to bring yourself to calm, to bring yourself out of that sort of franticness or that anxiety. And that might be many different things, maybe lighting some candles, taking a nice bath, or walks on the beach or in the park or along a river, different meditation and yogas and visualizations and things like that to help you calm yourself, because this can be an energy that just keeps ramping up for you over time. Apparently the app switched and did not send an email. Yeah, I don't know. Such strange things, right? But it's okay, because you obviously didn't need it, or the universe would have provided it for you. That's the other thing, that we tend to hold on to things that we think we need or we have to have. And our mind takes a hold of that and runs with that. And reality suggests that if it's not there and we can't find it, then it's something we don't need, right? That the universe has got us here, that we didn't need to go back to that, that you've got it all within you. All right. Okay, everybody. Well, that is it for me. Tomorrow will be Wednesday, our lesson day, if you will. So we are going to go into the second house of the astrology chart tomorrow and talk about that. So you may want to have your own personal astrology chart with you as we chat about the second house and what it means for you in your chart. All right, guys, that is it for me today. I will see you tomorrow. Happy new moon, full moon, everybody.